morning, glory to me, grace, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Thanks for listening. It's the Friday before the long weekend, President's Day weekend coming up. I want to remind everyone on Monday, Richard Norton Smith, the magnificent presidential historian, joins me as we march through the presidents all in one day. It's a rebroadcast of what may be the single most favored show. There are some other ones in there, like David Allen White on Shakespeare, but I think the President's Show with Richard Norton Smith may be number one. You know, David Allen White has a cult following. By the way, David and I are going to Rome this summer and taking along John Eastman. And it is beginning on July the 19th through July the 26th. It begins in Rome and ends in Venice. And David and I and Eastman will be doing Con Law and Shakespeare. That's listed over at HughHewitt.com. If you want to go check that out, I would suggest it's a great way to spend the weekend is thinking about whether you want to join us. I had lunch today with Diana, a former law student of mine who said she's planning on coming. I said, you should. It's a magnificent ship and a magnificent trip. Hey, this hour I'm going to have on Ben Shapiro, whose new Project President book is a lot of fun. Gets you in the mood for presidential politics. And I'm going to talk with John Hinderacher about the big goo to do in New York on Monday night, honoring the Powerline blog book of the year. Got Fred Morton next hour. Got Larry Kudlow next hour. But I want to start with presidential politics. Actually, first lady politics. Get you in the mood for this. You know, Michelle Obama is really kind of a remarkable woman. She's very, very forceful on the stump. She is a extraordinarily charismatic bundle of energy and intellect. And she says interesting things. Things that make you say, huh? She talks a lot about change. But there's a lot of change agents of the 20th century, like, you know, Che, Mao, Fidel, Pol Pot. You know, all sorts of change you don't want. So where is she on the change spectrum? From the people who just want to, you know, change your shirt to those who want to change natural law. Well, we got a speech from Michelle Barack from 2 weeks ago at UCLA. I've been waiting for a time to deconstruct it with you. And Michelle Obama. And let's just take a few listens here. Cut number one, Michelle, from 2 weeks ago.
In 2008, we are still a nation that is too divided. We live in isolation, and because of that isolation, we fear one another. We don't know our neighbors. We don't talk. We believe that our pain is our own. We don't realize that the struggles and challenges of all of us are the same. We are too isolated. And we are still a nation that is still too cynical. We look at it as them and they as opposed to us. We don't engage because we are still too cynical.
This is the two Americas stuff. Look, I know my neighbors and I like them. And there have been times when they've needed help. And, you know, we don't socialize, but they give a call or we give a call to them. I know my neighbors. I have a big church community of which I'm a part. I went out with some great church friends last night. People who have known my wife, the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt, for 40 years. We went to down to Orange County to the Performing Arts Center to hear a great Broadway singer, Faith. I can't remember her last name. Now, she was great, from Guys and Dolls. We had a great time. You know, I know my neighbors. We have community. I don't know what she's talking about. It gets worse. You know, this whole divided us, them, two countries, Marxist stuff. Here's cut number two.
Don't get sick in this country, not here. Americans are in debt not because they live frivolously, but because someone got sick. And even with insurance, the deductibles and premiums are so high that people are still putting medication treatments on credit cards. And they can't get out from under. I could go on and on and on, but this is how we're living, people, in 2008. And things have gotten progressively worse throughout my lifetime through Democratic and Republican administrations. It hasn't gotten better for regular folks.
You know, things have gotten progressively worse during the greatest economic expansion in history, during the greatest explosion of the availability of technology and education. What is she talking about? I mean, this is radical stuff, and it gets worse. Cut number three.
We have lost the understanding that in a democracy, we have a mutual obligation to one another, that we cannot measure our greatness in the society by the strongest and richest of us. But we have to measure our greatness by the least of these. That we have to compromise and sacrifice for one another in order to get things done. That is why I am here, because Barack Obama is the only person in this race who understands that. That before we can work on the problems, we have to fix our souls. Our souls are broken in this nation.
Let me tell you, whenever someone from the government comes to you and says, we have to fix your soul, be very afraid. Governments cannot fix souls. In my worldview, Christ fixed souls. Other people have different worldviews, I understand, but no one believes outside of the hardcore left that government can fix your soul. I mean, a higher power, I guess, if you want to be non-denominational about this, might fix your soul. The Father of the universe might fix your soul, but not government. Not Barack Obama, not Michelle Obama, none of it. Not George Bush, not John McCain, not Mitt Romney. No one can fix your soul. That's scary stuff. And it gets worse. Cut number four.
If we can't see ourselves in one another, we will never make those sacrifices. So I am here right now because I am married to the only person in this race who has a chance of healing this nation.
Wow. The only person in this race who can heal the nation. I'm a little bit stunned. Modesty is not in large supply over at Team Obama. Cut number five.
The first major decision he had to make in his life after college. Do I go to Wall Street and make money, or do I work for the people? Barack worked as a community organizer in some of the toughest neighborhoods on the south side of Chicago, helping young mothers find their voice and their power. Folks who had a reason to be cynical because government had forgotten them long ago. There is no one else in this race who can claim that kind of commitment to people on the ground. No one.
Yeah.
And well, I would think as stop. A nation like ours...
Stop. I'm sorry. John McCain spent 6 years in a North Vietnamese prison camp. That's commitment. Tough neighborhood in South Side of Chicago. I'm sure it was. It's not as tough as the Hanoi Hilton. Mitt Romney spent 2.5 years in France going door to door for his religion. That is a tough series of neighborhoods to go to France and knock on doors and say, I'm a Mormon, I'd like to talk to you. In 1968, lovely place to be in France. Don't give it, you know, you go to the south side of Chicago and you're a community organizer because you intend to go into politics and you're building a resume. Don't give me this stuff. To strip the bark off of this rhetoric. Cut number six.
Barack, as Oprah said, is one of the most brilliant men you will meet in our lifetime. Barack is more than ready. He'll be ready today. He'll be ready on day one. He'll be ready in a year from now, 5 years from now. He is ready. That is not the question. The question is, what are we ready for? Because we say we're ready for change. We say we're ready for change, but see, change is hard. Change will always be hard, and it doesn't happen from the top down. We do not get universal health care. We don't get better schools because somebody else is in the White House. We get change because folks from the grassroots up decide they are sick and tired of other people telling them how their lives will be when they decide to roll up their sleeves and work. And Barack Obama will require you to work. He is going to demand that you shed your cynicism, that you put down your division, that you come out of your isolation, that you move out of your comfort zones, that you push yourselves to be better, and that you engage. Barack will never allow you to go back to your lives as usual. Uninvolved, uninformed.
Wow! As Dwayne just said, it's beginning to sound like General Zod. You know, bow down before Barack. One more cut. Cut number seven.
We have young kids all over the world who are looking to this nation, and they're trying to figure out who we are and what we want to become. We have a chance not just to make history, but we can change the world. We can change the world. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Wow. 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 So that was your first taste of Michelle Obama rhetoric. You probably haven't heard that, have you? You probably haven't seen that, did you? You probably didn't know that, could you? Because the media had been telling you. What a all-encompassing, government-expanding, pervasive, and soul-changing theory of people. Woo! Coming right back. Don't go anywhere.